Greetings and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Stacy Lambert. Stacy oversees a number of IHSA programs, including volleyball, bowling, and badminton. But in today's episode, Stacy and I will discuss happenings with the IHSA Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, a committee that she also works with as staff liaison. Stacy, welcome to Happenings.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you back in the studio with us. We're talking about the Sports Medicine Advisory Committee today, so why don't you just begin by offering our listeners a quick overview of the committee, what their like chief function is, who comprises of that group?
Sure. This committee is a little different from our traditional sports advisory committees. It's made up of athletic trainers, team doctors, we have a chiropractor. We do have our traditional principal, athletic director, and coach, but several of these folks are outside of the building. They're working with their member high school teams, but they're not necessarily inside the high school building as we would have with our coaches and other advisory committees.
Okay, and then in terms of like a charge for them, what kinds of things would they focus on as it relates to sports medicine?
Right, this group is also unique in what they do. They don't have a terms and conditions that they oversee because they don't oversee a tournament. So they're really generally concerned with the safety and well-being of all of our athletes across the board in all of our different sports. They focus on risk minimization, and they do a lot of work researching to educate our coaches and our parents and our member schools on different topics that they'll go through throughout the years.
I think we've seen not only professionally and collegiately a lot of new policies or programs put in place around player safety and risk minimization. So what kinds of things has the IHSA's sports medicine group worked on over, say the last handful of years?
In the last few years, they've worked on our drug testing policy. They've kind of seen that from start to finish. They've worked on our concussion training. They've talked about our heat policy, and they're continuing to look into different heat-related topics, and they've gone through a number of football initiates.
They've been busy, sounds like. Yeah. So with all that, sort of in the past, what are the types of things they've got then on their plate, whether it be in the coming year or in the next couple of years? What are some of the hot topics they're starting to address?
The big one they're looking at for this school year is the acclimatization process for all of our sports. They're starting with our fall sports, and they're looking at what other states do around the country. We're taking a close look at our football acclimatization policy and to see how we can apply that to our other fall sports to make sure that all of our athletes are ready for competition when those days come.
So in general, I don't mean to cut you off there, but maybe just share with our listeners who aren't familiar with that, like what the football teams have to do, just a quick general overview of how that unfolds.
Right. Well, the policy would dictate how many hours you're allowed to practice, how many hours you're required to rest, and then if you're allowed to have like a walkthrough or an additional practice after so many hours of rest. So it's broken down. Okay. It kind of steps you through the different days leading up to your first football game.
And so the committee then is, whether it ends up a possible policy looks just like it does for football, but they're starting to look at like practice and how those would be set up and conducted for other sports.
Right. The research tells us that after so many hours of practice, you should have so many hours of rest, and that's really what they're looking at to see how they can apply that to the high school calendar and schedule.
Got it. Okay, what else? What else is on the plate of the sports medicine folks?
Yeah, a couple other things we're looking at this year. We're doing some research on the opioid crisis, sports specialization. We're looking into mental health. So they're collecting a lot of different documents. They're putting it into their shared folder, and then they'll come back and review those at one of our meetings throughout the year. At the same time, they've also made a recommendation. I don't know where it will go. It's just a recommendation at this point to look at how schools are using their AEDs. We know that state law would require schools to have an AED, but we're finding that a lot of those AEDs end up locked in a school administrator's office, and they're not readily available during those sport contests. So the committee's trying to, put some awareness out to make sure that those AEDs are in the press box or at courtside, whatever that may mean for various schools and how they have their facilities set up.
No, it makes perfect sense. It sounds like they've got a lot of things on their plate, and that's really exciting to hear. You know, and we appreciate you joining us today, Stacy, and offering us that insight into the world of the Sports Medicine Advisory Committee. I'm certain that they'll keep up their good work as we go through the year. It sounds like a lot of fascinating topics, quite honestly, that they're looking into.
Yeah, they're a great group. They just want to do what's best for the student athletes. That's been their main focus, and they're excited with the topics that they brought up after our first meeting.
Great. Well, Stacy, thanks again for joining us on this episode of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to meeting everyone again real soon over these same airwaves. Until then, support your local high school by attending one of its events.